I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran and Israel's open conflict simmered down after the Tuesday ceasefire, but the narratives haven't. Dozens of voices offer their interpretations. But if you're a Christian, search for the Kingdom Realities. Joe Willie with Sat7 urges us to remember that many Iranians are believers in Christ, like one little girl named Serena. She sent this message to Sat7's Persian channel team.
I want to ask you to pray for me. Last night, 5 or 6 missiles flew right over our heads. Since then, I haven't been able to sleep at all. I was so scared. We keep reading this verse. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Psalm 118:17.
Pray that the gospel will reach hearts and change not only countries, but also our world. Then, following the government crackdown on churches in China, Bibles for China continues to operate legally and openly in the country. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
the challenge is not the end user. You know, we want to stress that there's still a great need in China. There are still a lot of people that would like a Bible that don't have a Bible for a number of reasons.
As certain ministries become more challenging, Bibles for China is widening their work to include Chinese seekers and believers in the diaspora. The ministry is supplying Bibles to other organizations reaching these groups, so please pray for wisdom for the church in China and outside ministries as they navigate these new regulations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.